What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we are going to lighten it up for a little bit, but I do need to report. Boss came in during the break, and there is an up-close video of Charlie Kirk being shot and a tremendous amount of blood, shoots out of the left side of his neck as he is hit. Even his own Turning Point USA spokeswoman is saying it does not look good. So we will keep you apprised as events warrant. But if you're just tuning in, Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist influencer, whatever you want to call him, was shot today during an event at Utah Valley University, just outside of Salt Lake City.
We're also getting an update out of CNN in Denver, Colorado this afternoon at Evergreen High School in Evergreen, Colorado, just outside of Denver, pardon me. There has been a school shooting.
Oh, God.
Two students transported to a nearby hospital, confirmed to have gunshot wounds.
Okay. Michael Mackey, hello.
This is not keeping it lighter.
Okay. And now we make it lighter.
Hello, Michael Mackey.
Shalom.
Shalom, my friend.
Shalom. Shalom in the home.
Man, it's either you bring bad weather or bad news. One of the two.
Don't nobody bring me no bad news.
By the way, your book signing event last night was wonderful.
Bonkers. It was... I'm still completely overwhelmed. I have no words, and I speak for a living.
Did you foresee a multiple hour long line?
No, I didn't foresee any of that. I thought it would just be like, hey, like, you know, 75 people, you know, maybe 80 or whatever. I mean, and then Jasper comes up to me, and Jasper was like, Mackie, we sold 100 tickets. There are 160 people here. You better sign faster. And every time I'd hear him, he was always bellowing things like, I need more meatballs! Because apparently everybody just ate all the things, both slabs of coconut cake, giant sheets of coconut cake were gone.
I end up getting there at about 6:30, and I go into the back room.
Uh-huh.
And first person I bump into is Matt Stewart from Fox 4.
Yes.
And his wife, Chrissy.
Yes.
They're delightful. And then I'm walking. I said to Matt, I said, I'm going to go say hi to Michael. And I start walking in your direction towards your table, and Amy Anderson grabs me and says, what are you doing? And we said, hello. And I said, well, I'm going to go up and see Michael Mackey. And she goes, you're going to have to get in line. I go, what? And it dawned on me at that point, there was a line to get your autograph and take a pic. I go, I am not getting in line for Michael Mackey.
And by the way, I walked up to say hi to Michael, and somebody got very upset with me.
At one point,
have been waiting for an hour, and you're cutting in line. I'm like, I'm not cutting in line. I just wanted to say hi.
There was a lot of love in that room, and a lot of patience, too, because at one point, the line snaked all the way through the restaurant up to the bar. And I did not know this because I was in my own little sign-my-book bubble. And, yeah, There was so much love. And you guys, I have to be perfectly, first of all, thank all three of you for coming last night. I love you all. I love the trifecta.
I didn't see Dana there.
Dana was not there.
Huh.
She had other plans.
She'll
be coming to the next one. There is a next one. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Awkward.
She issued a rain check. Wow.
She'll come to the next one, I promise. But anyway, I was so overwhelmed that when I got home last night, you guys, I walked in the door and just bawled, like happy tears, because this was, I literally, when I tell you, I've been gestating this book for 5 years, and I feel like I gave birth yesterday. It was very emotional.
I understand that you wore the same shirt.
I know, that was by design.
That you had in the cover photo. It's great.
I know.
Nerd.
That was definitely by design. So, Jasper, I know you're probably listening right now. I just need to give you another shout out because he talk about being a culinary ringmaster. He was zipping around and making sure it was bedlam. There were so many people there. It was chaos.
And the restaurant was packed on top of it.
Yeah. So.
So I of course I read Radio Gaga.
Yes.
The chapter 35 about Dana and me and you. But I also read this morning the Sober Whisperer chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very well written.
Thank you. That is, I don't know who coined that term. It wasn't me. Somebody actually called me the Sober Whisperer. But you and I both know we are so open and honest about our recovery that people feel sort of a kindred spirit, a kinship to us.
And are you trying to find a word here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they feel like they can talk to us because we're open books. And I cannot even begin to tell you the number of people who have been circled the drain and reached out to me, and I have led them by the hand to their very first AA meeting.
But we don't talk about that.
I led them to their very first meeting of a group of individuals who would prefer to not drink. There you go.
Okay.
A collective against drinking.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
but you can't say those letters.
A system of sobriety.
I was pleasantly surprised to see, like, it was totally worlds combining. It was people from my old ad agency. It was lots of you media muckety mugs, which that warmed the cockles of my heart. And it was just.
What is a cockle?
I don't know. I just made it. It's an old timey word. It's a ye old word. Dan, your thoughts on last night? Because last night was...
Well...
Dan, talk about Michael Mackey.
No, yeah. I didn't get it. I only talked to Dan and Sam for like 0.03
seconds. You didn't
even
talk to me.
First, a cockle...
You cut the line.
...is an edible burrowing bivalve mollusk with a strong ribbed shell.
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't think that was applicable to cockles of my heart, but whatever.
Yeah. We're still looking up the whole phrase, et cetera, et cetera. It was fun. Yeah, walked in. I saw the line. I'm like, oh, that's very cool. I'm just going to kind of stand alongside somebody. It was Amy Anderson as she moved up. And then I stepped back a little bit because I didn't want to get in the way of your people wanting to get their book signed. So I stepped back and then you were like, hey, and you just grabbed a book and you signed it for me and handed it to me. I'm like, I'm not trying to cut in line here.
He didn't have to pay for his, I had to pay for mine.
You didn't pay for your book, Dan.
You handed it to me.
We're going to talk. Sam, first of all, can we just talk about the amount of people who came up to me or called me today and said, I had no idea that that was Sam Stevie until they heard you talk. And you have apparently my people are your people.
Oh, really? That's awesome. I did not know that.
Well, they did not know who you were until I was like, yeah, they're like, well, we see Dan. Is Sam here? I'm like standing literally right next to him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he's 9'4". How can you miss him? So.
Well, I'm glad that I have fans.
And they
mix with your fans.
You have, it's fandomonium.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Now, by the way, the cockles of the heart does have relation to the small shelled
mollusk
creature.
Okay.
It's just in reference to the deep, small portions of the heart.
Well, last night warmed the cockles of my cockle.
Something today.
Okay.
And that is not your ADD word of the day.
Oh, well.
Okay. We need to dial this back a little bit.
It was a really cool event last night, and I thought it was really neat that people would come up and you signed their books, and then if they wanted to, could pose for photos, and you had lights set up for that, and I thought that was just really cool. Nice little touch.
And so much coconut cake because
I missed out on that.
Coconut cake. You missed out on the coconut cake. There were two giant sheets of it.
Well, I didn't want to get in the way.
All right, Dan. I'm sure Sam had some.
I did not. I missed out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was leaving because I thought I was in the way and you were very busy. And so finally I'm leaving and I bump into Jasper on the way out. He's so kind. And he said, let me give you something to take home. And I said, no. I'm fine. He goes, you can't leave Jasper's without food.
What'd he give you? That's awesome.
So he gave me two slices of pizza.
Nice.
From the Marco Polo and a container of meatballs and sausage.
Yum.
Ooh.
Then, which was very good.
Wow, your night was almost better than Michael Mackey's.
So I hand him my credit card, and he looks at it and goes, don't insult me.
Oh.
And I go, I said, nobody rides for free. And he goes, you do. And I put my credit card back, and I said, Jasper, you're very sweet. And I got home, and we ate pizza and meatballs and sausage. It was delicious. Oh, wow, I just sound like Michael Mackey for a second.
Wow. And it warmed the cockles of your heart.
It warmed the cockles of my heart.
Yeah. So we're down.
Okay.
Reel it in.
Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are following, of course, very closely the news regarding the shooting today of Charlie Kirk. If there is an update, we will bring that to you live.
The Associated Press saying that he is in critical condition. That is our first true update on condition.
Okay. That I cannot get the close-up video image out of my mind.
I would not advise looking that up.
I would not either. And there are multiple angles, and it is horrific from any angle.
I mean, this is how, like, for example, I'm looking at ABC News now, and by the way, if this is the bonus hour later, keep in mind this was the 3 o'clock. Excuse me.
Keep in mind that this was the 3 o'clock hour today, and some of these facts may have changed by 6
yes.
o'clock.
And I'm assuming that's what you're planning on
saying.
Yes.
Take a moment.
I will say that water. I mean, he's a big deal, and there were a lot of cameras on him when shot rang out. And
well,
so
I mean, it was being live streamed. That's what these events are. They are all live streamed.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is such big news. My 20-year-old daughter at UCM is texting me asking what's the latest on Charlie Kirk. She's in college.
We are also monitoring the situation in Colorado.
Yes.
Also,
where two students were shot at a high school near Denver.
And I missed the beginning of the Charlie Kirk story, but did you say that they have somebody in custody?
There is a suspect in custody.
Yes.
Pictures are circulating online, but I was just talking to Boss about it during the break, and he said he thinks some of those pictures are not accurate.
Mm.
You know, these are fluid situations. and things get reported, especially on social media, that are not exactly true.
And in a situation like that, when shots ring out, everybody runs. Chaos.
Everybody's in a panic, yeah. A California woman is facing 6 years in prison for allegedly registering her dog to vote and casting mail-in ballots in two elections, one of which was counted, according to the Orange County DA's office in California. Laura Lee Yorex of Costa Mesa is charged with five felonies, including perjury, procuring or offering a false or forged document to be filed, casting a ballot when not entitled to vote, and registering a non-existent person to vote. The dog's vote was successfully counted in the 2021 gubernatorial recall election, but was rejected in the 2022 primary.
Well, when they saw the name Rex Goodboy, did they not?
The dog's name is Maya Yorex.
Oh. I like Rex Goodboy.
You would think if she knew that she was going to be violating federal law, it would have given her pause.
On social media.
Trying to lighten the mood.
On social media, Sam. According to the district attorney, Yurex posted a picture of her dog wearing an I voted sticker and posing with her ballot in January of 2022. Another post from October of 2024 showed a photograph of Maya's dog tag and a vote by mail ballot with the caption, Maya is still getting her ballot, even though the dog had already died.
Okay.
Something tells me that this elevator is not going to the top floor.
Now we're sending ballots to dead dogs?
Her cheese has slipped off her cracker.
Wow. Okay. A man is accused of bringing several children to a Target in Connecticut to steal from it. This is good parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Middleton, aged 44, of Springfield, Massachusetts, is now charged with risk of injury to a minor. He was arrested on September 4th.
Wait, are these his children? Or just random?
It doesn't say if the children are his or not.
Well, I'm going to need specifics.
Well, I can't give you that because it's not in the story. So I'd have to make it up.
Okay.
All right. Police say they determined that Middleton was responsible for taking several children to the Target in South Windsor, Connecticut, to steal merchandise. Middleton left before police arrived, but an arrest warrant was sought. He finally turned himself in, was released on $10,000 bond.
The kids got busted, but he didn't off the bat, and then he did.
The idea being that he can just say, well, I was trying to keep an eye on them. They act out. I'm so sorry. And he'll get away with it, and the next time he can go do the same thing. I have literally seen parents encourage their kids to steal something right in front of my eyes, and it may have been in a capacity where I was the employee of said establishment. I can neither confirm nor deny. I watched it happen, and I said, really? And they were like, oh, I didn't realize you were standing right there. And I'm like,
Wait.
Really?
Hang on. Rewind your tape.
You've
seen parents at a certain well-known gas station, I presume,
tell their children to swipe.
To merch. Steal stuff.
Yep. Just put it in your pocket. Well, but it was more like, just put it in your pocket. Just take it. It's fine.
Really?
And I'm like, hey, really? You're having your kid do that?
But like, what are we talking about?
I mean, we don't sell large items.
Candy. Like what are the most pilfered items?
Beef jerky. Candy.
Random. Okay.
Yeah.
Just put it in your pocket.
Yep. Just take it.
And then you wonder. Well, you don't wonder. You don't have to. Why we are where we are.
And then they yell at me when I'm like, really? You're going to do that?
What do you mean they
yell
at you?
You're
going to
use your kid? The parent would yell at me.
What do they say? Mind your business?
Yeah. Like, you can absolutely mind your business right outside that door you walked in.
Do you throw them out?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
They tell you, wait. They are telling their kid,
mm-hmm.
just put that beef jerky in your pocket.
Just steal
or,
it.
Or just put that gum in your pocket.
I've seen it multiple times, yeah.
And then when you say, I'm literally standing right here.
Within earshot.
They say to you, mind your own business.
Oh, and other things. I've been yelled at.
Go blank yourself.
Oh, yeah. People don't like being caught.
But you're telling your kid to steal. You're a horrible parent.
To them,
why is my voice going up several octaves?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not making it up. It's happened multiple times. And granted, I have worked there for quite a long time, but yeah.
For a minute there, you were talking in an octave that only dogs could hear. And I wonder if that dog could vote.
No, because the dog is dead.
Oh, dead dog.
Still got a ballot.
Okay. Still got a ballot.
Sam, I am just stunned.
Yeah, it's real.
From the text line, Sam is minding the business.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right.
In fact, I am minding my own business. Thank you.
Somebody on the text line, is the Denver school shooting a real thing, or is that the internet being the internet? It is a real thing.
It is real. It has been confirmed there are two wounded. And since we're back to dark news, CNN is reporting that the person that was taken into custody following the shooting of Charlie Kirk has since been released.
Oh.
Not the gunman.
So there is now no one in custody.
Really?
Wow.
According to CNN.
Okay. Shooter on the loose.
Huh.
I mean, that was, how many people would you say was in that audience?
A couple thousand.
2,000? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now it's all cordoned off with crime scene tape.
Sam, will you look up how many students go to Utah Valley University? My guess is it's a relatively small school, but I bet it's probably several thousands. And this is in a town called Orem, Utah, which I believe is right outside of Salt Lake City, if I'm not mistaken.
46,000 students.
Whoa, 46,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's more than KU.
I'm sure a lot of that's online. Like JCCC has like 45,000.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know about on-campus students, but.
All right. 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. He is, as of yesterday, the published author.
Say it again.
He is a published author of a book called You Have 4 Minutes. Mm-hmm. You can find it at Amazon or any of your local bookstores, including the ones at KCI. Here on Dana and Parks. Yes, I did.
I just asked because we all know that you've seen Queen and Freddie Mercury, and I wanted to know if they did indeed perform.
1984 in Germany.
Radio 1986.
Oh, I always get that wrong, darn it.
Well, they performed that song at Live Aid, so it was definitely out.
Which was 85.
Right.
So their set list that day in 1986... where is it? Yes, it was the encore.
Nice.
They did 20. My God, they did 25 songs that night.
Radio Gaga is a good sing-along song for the crowd. So.
What is Radio Goo Goo?
It's opposite of Radio Gaga.
Did you not know that?
So what is Radio Gaga?
You know. You know what's amazing is...
Also Radio Blah Blah. There's a whole litany of things.
The internet can be so amazing. The day I saw Queen in concert in another country that I can't talk about was on June 21st of 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember it well. And they have a set list of every song they played that day in order.
Coming up next on Old Man Discovers the Internet.
Okay, simmer down. This is fascinating. Radio Gaga was the 22nd song they played that night.
Did you? 1986, was this back in your mullet years?
Oh, yeah.
Strong mullet.
Strong mullet.
All right.
Earring?
No, my dad wouldn't allow it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get an earring until I went to college.
Okay.
Earrings.
Oh, earrings.
Oh, you had both?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told you that story.
I did not know that. This is new material to me.
My dad was very quick-witted. I'll bore you with this story real quick, and then we'll move on. My dad had a very sharp wit. He was very funny.
Oh, the story when you opened the door?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I've heard this.
This is a good story. So anyway, my parents throw me out of the car in Lincoln in August of 1989.
Okay.
In August of 1989. And I don't even think the car came to a complete stop. And
they were like, bye.
Get out.
Okay.
We've had enough.
Okay.
So I already had semi-long hair, right? And then I didn't have a car my freshman year in college in Lincoln. So if I wanted to go somewhere, I had to hitch a ride or walk.
Okay.
So August, September, October, November, I don't even see my parents. My dad comes to pick me up for Thanksgiving.
This is your freshman year in college. I would have died. Okay, go on.
My dad shows up in Lincoln to pick me up at the dorm in November. I have not had my hair cut for 4 months. It was already semi-long when I left. But by now, I have not had my hair cut.
You're officially a hippie.
I have hoop earrings in both ears.
Hoop? There it is.
Yeah.
They were hoops? I never got that detail.
Oh, yeah, they were hoops. And
please tell me they were touching the top of your shoulder.
My hair? Oh, the hoop earrings? Yeah. No, they weren't that big.
Okay.
I mean, they weren't small ones, but they were bigger than I would like to remember. And there's a knock at the door. And I open the door, and there stands my father, who is has just retired from the military after 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks me dead in the eye, and the first words he says to me are, ma'am, I'm looking for my son.
Oh!
I go, Dad! Dad! And he just looks at me dead in the eye, and he goes, ma'am, have you seen my son?
Now that is quick.
I was like, wow.
Wow.
And so then, I get in the car.
Okay.
And we drive home.
All right.
Hey, who is this singer, Sam, that apparently is playing tonight in Kansas City or maybe isn't? Is it pronounced David?
David, yeah. His real name is David, but his stage name is D4VD.
Wait, is this the guy who with the...
That's where we're going.
Okay.
So apparently he's supposed to play at the Truman in the Crossroads tonight.
No.
He is in the middle of a world tour.
But they found a decomposing body in his car.
I just read this on TMZ.
Yesterday.
TMZ is all over it.
In the trunk of his Tesla.
And the body is so badly decomposed, they don't know whether it's a man or a woman.
Yeah. And for whatever reason...
In the Tesla that's registered to him.
Dun, dun, dun. Allowing him to continue traveling the world on his world tour. I have a feeling if it were you or I that had a decomposing body found in our trunk.
But it might not be the Truman, but many, I did read on TMZ because I love TMZ. Many venues are canceling his upcoming shows until this is resolved. And several,
two of his sponsors have already dropped him as well.
Yeah. He was in a clothing line.
Oh, he got fronted.
And he was with Crocs. Crocs dropped him.
And this other clothing line, they were like, he was on the website one day and today he is suspiciously absent.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, well, speaking of TMZ, you know what? I bet you they are in town. I bet you they are parked outside the Truman as we speak. And TMZ, if you're listening to this broadcast right now, which you probably are, just know I love you.
If you are planning to go to David this evening, as far as I know, he is still planning to play.
Does he have anything I would know?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't have anything I would know. And if I don't know it... I guarantee you don't know it.
I've certainly never heard of it.
Apparently, police in Los Angeles responded to a foul odor coming from a 2023 Tesla in an impound lot. And in the front trunk, I didn't know their trunk was in the front.
They call it a frunk.
Frunk.
Okay. Police found a bag with decomposing human remains. The car, which had been in the lot for 2 days... was registered to David Anthony Burke, a.k.a. D4VD. David.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is some argument that there's no way that he had anything to do with the body being in the car, but with the state of decomposition, how can you even remotely make that argument? Because we don't know when the body was put in the car. So if the argument is, well, he was on his world tour, how is he responsible?
Is he like some rapper or something?
I think he's a rapper. I genuinely don't know. I first learned of this man's name when New York police found a decomposing body in the front of his car.
I have so many questions. Like, if you had a Tesla, wouldn't you know where said Tesla is? And if it was in an impound lot for 2 days?
Well, wouldn't you think if there was a foul odor so foul that the impound lot called the police department, that and it's only been there for 2 days, that you might have smelled it too?
Which begs
the
question. Asking
for a friend.
Was anyone driving this car around? with the dead body in it? I have so many questions. And gross.
Okay. Apparently, Missouri, speaking of driving, Missouri has issued 100,000 vanity license plates. And the Kansas City Stars. I just looked at the list. The Kansas City Star has published 25 that were rejected.
Oh, banned. Banned. Okay.
We have an update. All right.
What's going on? All right. We're going to have to break here for a minute. CNN is now reporting that the president has announced that Charlie Kirk is dead. Sam, can we go to CNN or ABC News, please?
Here is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.